After initial hopes of a bipartisan compromise to approve government spending, a partial US government shutdown is looking more and more likely. Democratic senators say they will not approve a budget bill for the Department of Homeland Security after federal agents that it employs fatally shot a second US citizen in Minneapolis over the weekend.
The DHS bill is woefully inadequate to rein in the abuses of ICE. I will vote no. Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to proceed to the appropriations bill if the DHS funding bill is included.
The DHS spending bill is part of a larger package that outlines funding for other government agencies. Republicans will need some Democratic support to pass it before existing funding expires on January 31st. Catherine Cortez Masto, the Democratic senator from Nevada and one of the possible swing voters, said she would not support the legislation without changes to how Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is operated. Meanwhile, Washington Senator Patty Murray, who had been pushing her colleagues to vote for the spending package, reversed her stance, saying federal agents cannot murder people in broad daylight and face zero consequences. She also called for the DHS budget bill to be split off from the larger funding package, in which $64.4 billion is appropriated for Homeland Security, including $10 billion for ICE. However, even splitting off this segment wouldn't avoid a shutdown for sure. The House, which is currently on recess, would have to return to pass the funding package if it's changed, and then send the legislation back to the Senate for approval before the January 31st deadline.